Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now let's go around the National Football League with the man that played for a bunch of teams. He was a tremendous fullback, was a two-time first-team All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler, and that, of course, is the great, and I mean great, Lorenzo Neal, kind enough to jump on the show with us right now. Lorenzo, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on the show with you.
We'll always appreciate when you come on, and it's always great to catch up with you. Hope all is well with your family. Let me first start you off, because I know you do a lot of radio in the Bay Area. When I look at the 49ers, after that Dolphins game, I thought they were done with the stretch of games that they have coming up. But to get back-to-back victories, Rams versus the Patriots, is there a difference? You see something different here with this 49ers team?
Well, I'll tell you right now, when we saw that game and you saw the way that it took place, you had no idea the San Francisco 49ers were going to get this thing going as well as they did and in the way in which they went about it. They play against the Rams team that looked like Rams were hot at the time. 49ers find a way. The next week to watch them play and going to, you know, even though it's a team that's down, Foxborough, but to find a way to look at Bill Belichick and you know he's going to have his teams ready to play and find out a way to win that game as well. The 49ers, I'm telling you, look like they're like a cat. They have nine lives. And I'm telling you, this last particular game, the last couple weeks, they've been fired up.
What is Jimmy G as a quarterback, Lorenzo Neal?
That's a great question. I think Jimmy G is a guy, if you say, is he a great quarterback? No. Is he an average quarterback? Yes. What makes Jimmy G great? That's the question that everyone wants to know. What makes Jimmy G a good quarterback? Who is Jimmy G? That's what everyone wants to ask the question. And it's very simple. If you line up and if you go five wide and you don't win on first and second down, Jimmy G is a below average quarterback. Jimmy G is as good as the running game. You watched this team yesterday. When they're running behind their pads, when you have Jeff Wilson and you have Raheem Mostert and they're winning on first and second down and now it's third and two or third and three, Jimmy G is an elite quarterback. That's when Jimmy G is at his best because now they can go play action, and now Kittle can act like he's blocking down. He's in the middle, and boom, hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle. And now you have Ayuk and you have Debo. Now you give a defense too many things you have to defend because now you got to play nickel defense. Are you going to play dime defense? Or you can run our pass. So when San Francisco 49ers are playing their best football, that's when they're running the ball. And Jimmy G, that's when he's at his best, when he's ahead. When it's third and eight or third and nine, he's not a guy, except yesterday, you saw third and seven, he was able to run with his legs and get that. That's usually not Jimmy G's forte, but that is what Jimmy G is. He's a really good quarterback. If the game is in front of him, if you ask him to go out every week to go throw for 300-400 yards and go take over games, that's not who Jimmy is. He's a good quarterback, especially when the running game is working well.
He almost did it last year. They were 7.5 minutes away from winning a Super Bowl. Is there still a belief in your mind that Jimmy G's the guy that could win a Super Bowl?
You know, if the elements are right, he can. If, like I said, last year, everyone knows that. They talked about, look how many yards they were averaging running the ball. What happened? They got away from the pass. That was the first time in Super Bowl history that a team had double-digit leads, and it was 92% chance of winning in the 6 minutes. That's what the odds were. They stop running the ball. They start trying to throw the ball, and that's when Jimmy missed, of course, Emmanuel Sanders for that deep route. You throw an interception. But a little bit, was that on Jimmy G? Yes, some of it was on Jimmy G, but also it was on Kyle Shanahan from getting away from that running game. The running game is this is how this team works. They're great off of play action, and that's when Jimmy G is more effective.
Lorenzo Neal here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Staying in that division, that Seahawks-Cardinals game, I can't wait for the next time they play. That game was awesome last night.
No question. That was absolute barn burner. You saw that Seattle team. Russell Wilson, yeah, he threw three interceptions. I get that part of it. But did you see what else that he did? This guy is an prolific quarterback. That was unbelievable. It's great to see the young Murray, seeing that guy, what he can bring to, had over 400 and some yards from scrimmage, everything he was doing, throwing, passing, you name it. That was a friggin' awesome game. This is a tough division. The NFC West out here is very, very tough, especially now that the San Francisco 49ers seem to be getting their groove back. But that game last night, you had two prolific quarterbacks making it happen.
Lorenzo Neal, do you think the Rams beat the Bears tonight? Who do you like in this one?
No, it's the Bears. You know what? And this is the situation people have to realize. You look at the Rams. Who have they played that's winning football? What team have they played? They played against Dallas, losing record. The only team they played with a winning record, and you got to look at this, think about it, was the Buffalo Bills. And Buffalo's not a great team. They're a good team.
I think we lost Lorenzo. Let's see if we can get him back up. Hopefully we can get him back up because he was great here so far on the show. He's right on the Rams, though. They have not played they have not defeated a team this year that you're like, wow. And they defeated Dallas. They defeated Philadelphia, who's a bad team, the Giants, and Washington. So that's why tonight, this Rams game up against the Bears, even though the Bears aren't great, but they're feisty defensively, and Goff has to step up and show out tonight because he did not do that last week up against the 49ers. Lorenzo Neal back with us. Lorenzo, continue what you were saying about the Rams-Bears game tonight.
Oh, I'm getting ready. I was just ready to bring it, brother. And I'm going to tell you right now, everyone's saying, oh, the Rams are hot. This is going to be a competitive game. Yes, competitive. But the Rams, to me, they're not good. I'm not buying. The Rams, who did they beat? They beat the Dallas Cowboys. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. They haven't played against the winning team. You know the winning team they played against? And I don't think this team is great. I think they're average to good, a little bit above average. That's the Buffalo Bills. And you know what? Buffalo beat the Rams. That's the only team in the San Francisco 49ers. Their pride was online. They found a way. If you think about that, those two teams the Rams have lost to, the only wins they have against teams that haven't won two or three games.
They swept the entire NFC East, and we know how bad that division is. Lorenzo Neal talking about the NFC East. The Cowboys, is McCarthy going to get fired after 1 year?
How about them Cowboys? How about them?
They stink.
Hey, Jared, I love old Jared down there in Dallas, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't put a Band-Aid on the shotgun wound, because I'm going to tell you right now, they're leaking, and they're leaking bad down there in Texas. You look at that team, oh, my God, what a disappointment. Their defense is a sieve. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. My God, did Zach Prescott, did he hide a multitude of problems there? And it's just like New England. Who's the bigger loss? Was Tom Brady a bigger loss to New England, or was Dak Prescott a bigger loss to Dallas? Because right now, both these teams look like they're shelling themselves without their quarterback.
You got to think it's Tom, though, because as great as Dak was playing, they were still losing games. That defense is terrible. They couldn't stop you and me if we went out there right now.
You're right. You're right. But I was just making it, two guys that really, their team really
missed
them. Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. Tom Brady goes to show you, last year you looked at it. Tom Brady saved the Patriots, Bacon. How did he do that? Because he protected the defense. He protected the defense by making sure that he ball control, kept the ball away from other offenses. That's what Tom Brady did. Didn't get enough credit in New England because New England has a lot of the same offensive weapons, but right now they're not getting it done.
Would you fire McCarthy after 1 year? Because it's impressive how you lose the locker room after 6-7 games.
Absolutely. Give him a one-way ticket. One-way ticket anywhere he wants to go, but Dallas. I mean, you got it. You got it. I think that it's amazing with the amount of talent that they had on offense and the way that the starts that they just had, just really just disappointing. You got to look at that. I think that the Jones family will definitely go in a new direction.
The energetic Lorenzo Neal here with us on the show. Lorenzo, the Buccaneers, since we were talking about Brady, are they the best team in the NFC in your opinion?
You know what? I think they're just about there. I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago, but Tom Brady just needed a little bit of time. Give a musician a little time. You don't just open up a restaurant. You got to get used to your pans and your pots. And when you're the chef, you got to make sure you got the right type of vegetables and right type of thing to make that great soup. Tom Brady's getting everything he needs. He's getting all the right ingredients. And I really believe that this is going to be the best team in the NFC because Tom Brady and this team is going to get their swag. And you see them, the way they're playing, they're getting better and better. each week. The defense getting better and better each week. But Tom Brady now is starting to get the feel for this offense. And one thing I love about him, he doesn't care who he gets the ball to. A lot of quarterbacks, you see Baker Mayfield, you know, sometimes scared of OBJ, wanting to get the ball to him. Tom Brady doesn't care. He's not going to hurt your feelings. He's playing to win football games. And that's what I love about him. And guess what? Guys aren't going to give him smack. He's going to do whatever it takes to win football games. And yes, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, barring any more injuries, they're the best team in the NFC.
Lorenzo Neal, when we get to another one of your former teams, how about the Chargers? I know that they only got their second victory of the season, but this Justin Herbert, he's the real deal.
Oh, I like him. I love him. I want some more of him. This Justin Herbert, this young man is throwing the ball over the park. I'm going to tell you right now, who should have been the number one pick in the draft? Joe Burrow. I like him. I like that young kid in Cincinnati. Love what he's doing. But the number two should pick, I'm going to tell you, it should have been Justin Herbert. This guy is lighting it up. He should be undefeated. When he stepped in the game, look what he did. So we had a double-digit lead against Kansas City in the home of the Chiefs. Had that game. Should have won that game. Tampa Bay, they had on the ropes. This guy has been playing great. They had a chance to beat the Saints. This team has been playing great. And this quarterback, he is going to be a good one. I love the guy. He can move, and he wins. And this is what people don't realize. On third down and four or five or six or seven, there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that can't get it done. You can't play man-to-man and cover up your receivers, because if you do with him, because those DBs are running and linebackers are running, dropping deep, they're playing man-to-man, he can beat you with his legs. And that's that part that the league is going to, finding a quarterback on third and five or more that can get that first down. And guess what? Justin is that type of guy that can break the line of scrimmage and pick up 8 to 10. Those are the kind of quarterbacks that you need in this league right now, because these defenses are too fast, especially when you get man-to-man coverage. It's a lot of times the Russell Wilsons, the Murray, those guys are able to make big plays with their legs. And I think the L.A. Chargers, they have their man in Herbert.
So, Lorenzo Neal, before Tua Tagovailoa even plays a game and he'll make his debut this weekend, you're saying that's already the wrong decision.
You know what? I look at what they're doing in Miami. I think that he's reached his. He's already reached the ceiling. What I'm talking about, everyone loves his quarterback. I know he's 38, Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, but I think everyone saw the ceiling. So I think that they're just going in. It doesn't make it right, but they're going in a new direction because they don't know if Fitzpatrick. What more can you get from him? Don't know if he's a guy that's going to win. So I think that's the reason why they're going in that direction. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think they feel that he's reached his ceiling.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you're getting, like, basically you're throwing the milk out a week or two before it does expire. That's what they're doing there, because they think he probably only has another game or two left. Before we let Lorenzo Neal run, I got to get to Steelers and Tennessee from yesterday. A tale of two halves. Are the Steelers the second-best team in the AFC? Because Chiefs are one to me. Where do you put the Steelers?
Yeah, you have to put him right there. Big Ben still can do some amazing things. He's still hard to bring down. He doesn't have the speed that he used to have, but he still can find a way. He's smart. He still's got a rifle of an arm. I think they're right there. I think the AFC, man, is Tennessee's right there still. Tennessee's going to continue to get better. I like what they're doing. But, yeah, I would slide pitch the Steelers as two, but Tennessee's, they're right in there. Flip a coin for those three teams. They're going to be there at the end of the year.
Are we sleeping on the Ravens at 5-1 because they didn't show up against Kansas City?
No, I don't think we're sleeping on them. I just think that you don't have an offense that's geared to go out and score a lot of points. I just think that the way that the offense is, yes, the quarterback, he's absolutely amazing. He's Michael Vick on, you know, but better, can throw the ball better, do those things. But is this really a vertical type of offense? The tight ends are usually your big play guys. Don't know if this is the type of offense, if you shut down the run, can he sit back there? Can they go another way and get this guy spinning the ball? Does he have the talent to do it? Yes, but I don't see the touch on some of the plays, on the out route, on sometimes he just tries to throw it on a straight line, doesn't put the touch on the ball that he needs. So I think that they can still develop this quarterback, because you're going to need him at times to go out and just take over a game. Just don't know if he's at that level if the run game is not working for the Baltimore Ravens.
Is your guy Phillip Rivers, I know they're 4-2, is he going to get it going and be a legit playoff threat this year?
I hope so. I hope so for his sake. I mean, Phillip's a guy, I love Phillip Rivers. He's got a hell of a defense down there, and he's got a hell of an offense. That offensive line is one of the better ones in football. They've got some road graders over there. I think they got the best guard in football, and they're running the ball, and they can spin the ball around. So Phillip has shown that he can play at a high level. This is an Indianapolis is a good team. Don't know exactly what they're going to do. The verdict is still out on the Indianapolis Colts, in my opinion.
Lorenzo Neal, is it true that Philip Rivers, you never heard him curse? He never curses. Is that accurate?
Gosh darn it. Dang it. No question, man.
It's frustrating.
Everyone hates him. Everyone thinks he's so animated. People give him such a hard time, think that Philip Rivers is just a bad guy. Hey, you know what? The guy's the salt of the earth. He'll give you a shirt off his back. He's just animated. He likes to get all going. And sometimes his emotions get the best of him, but never heard this guy cuss. I know one thing. He's a baby maker. He's a breeder. The guy's got 9 kids. Philip Rivers, hell, he's always jacked up on Mountain Dew. I always used to mess with Philip and say, Philip, give that young lady a break. Come up here every now and then, Philip. But no, never heard the guy cuss. He's a hell of a guy.
You think his kids ever curse? If dad's not cursing, you know, how are the kids going to be learning the curse words, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that. Maybe behind closed doors, those kids might say a bad word here and there. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can honestly say the guy does not cuss. He's a stand-up guy, and he's a really good person. I know everyone, like I said, they give him a hard time. Phillips, he's an amazing person.
Last one for you, Lorenzo Neal. This is a whole lot of fun. Browns and Bengals from yesterday. Browns get the victory. You know, crazy finish. Donovan Peoples-Jones with the touchdown. Baker Mayfield was awesome with 5 total touchdowns. Browns now 5-2. They haven't beat a great team yet this year. Best win came against Indianapolis. Are the Browns a playoff team, in your opinion?
You know what? That's another tough division. I think they're a team that can compete. I don't know if they're a playoff team necessarily, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be interesting to just see how well they play without Odell. Is this going to make Baker Mayfield play with that chip on his shoulder? Is he going to play more loose now because he knows when he goes to the sideline that it's his team, that he can take over and don't have to worry about pacifying attitudes and do those things? Not to saying that Odell can't play. Odell Beckham is a hell of a receiver. He's one of the better receivers in the league. Just don't know if he's ready. I don't just know if the quarterback, Baker, is ready to be able to lead with having another alpha dog there. So I think the Browns, they're going to be all right. I just see them when tough games go, like you said, they seem like they cower down when someone punches them in the mouth. They win the games usually they should win, but when they're playing against tough teams, for some reason, they just find a way to lose ball games.
Lo, always appreciate your energy. I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season. Thanks so much.
No worries. Cheers. Let's do it again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.